This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 6.93 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. Soft December wheat is 6.39 and three quarters, down 8. September corn is 4.80 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. December 4.66 and a quarter, down 2. September soybeans 14.17, down 20. November 13.63 and a quarter, down 4.5. September soybean meal 471.20, down 10.90. October 4.32, now 4.33, down 170. September soybean oil 43.39, up 3. October 43.12, down 31. October live cattle 125.55, down 12.5. September feeders 156.40, down 17.5. And October lean hogs are 90.87.5, down 2.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
The session opened last night promising for soybean bulls. We were actually at, on the September, 448 and three quarters, now 417, 1417. November, 1384, now 1364. What is going on in the soybean market fundamentally?
Well, fundamentally, there's just a lot of moving targets for SAID to be looking at, and I think it's going to create a lot of ups and downs. Short-term up front, and here we're trying to trade a little bit of weather. There's some areas that's been missing some moisture, and there's been some crop deterioration. This afternoon's crop conditions report expected to show another 2 to 4% drop out of that good to excellent category. And we'll see what those numbers are as we move along. Also, too, expectations for Asian demand to sort of pick up here. We're starting to get into harvest, and they've fairly well committed to moving inventory into that country, so they need to kind of step up and be a buyer here. Then also, too, we have the WASDE numbers here on Thursday morning, and let's see what type of estimates they're looking at. Overall, trade feels that we've lost, maybe a bushel, bushel and a half to the acre on production. And the other moving target there will be, what type of harvested acre number to put on that. So there's a lot of things to watch in through here. We kind of feel that the bull and the bear are both going to be right here. And that overall, the November bean futures price chart, you need to kind of watch this 1345 as support. And up towards $14 as resistance to break out of that trading range will dictate the next dollar move.
And in your estimation, which way will it zig first?
Well, that's a good question. Being that we're in a dry area, I have a feeling the downside is going to be limited here on the soybean complex. From that standpoint, and also, too, from the standpoint of looking at the supply-demand balance sheet, the numbers indicate an 82 million bushel increase in demand or consumption over a year ago, whereas that's not a whole much room to subtract from on the bean supply-demand side of the equation to be offset on your bottom line there. So we feel that the overall trend will be somewhat firm until we get into harvest here to see what actually
is. So do you believe then that before November goes off the board, we'll be higher than the triple top that we've now established at 1410?
I would think we'd take a shot at it now. Whether we stay up there or not is another question to be addressed, but I feel we have a shot of taking a run above 14.
We'll turn our attention to the corn market. What are you seeing there?
Well, the trade's a little bit more confident on what they're hearing from the countryside, and we have to agree with some expectations that the early yields are better than expected. You know, about 180, 200 bushel is being reported. There's some much, much higher than that. You know, there's some talk of monitors hitting over 300 bushel an acre running through the field. So that type of talk has limited the buying interest in corn. Of course, the buyers are waiting for some lower prices to buy, and of course, the producer wants some higher prices. But with the early premium out there and the bigger yields, the market is just a little bit more vulnerable to the downside versus the beans. The popular thing that's been taking place and it's been well advertised is buying beans and selling corn, buying beans and selling wheat. And that's probably going to be the feature here until we get through Thursday's crop numbers.
With the heat that we've had in August and into September, but I'm thinking particularly in August, it's no secret that the crop has come on faster than people have estimated. There's already harvesting going around in Illinois, which begs the question, what percentage of the plot test fields the USDA will have to work with on when it did those tests around 1 September, which will then be reflected in the numbers that we see that we will see then on Thursday. And when you begin to think about that as what could become a moving target, what do you think?
Well, yeah, that's amazing. It wasn't too long ago we were talking about freezing it off and early frost freeze, you know, the maturity is late and the freeze is going to come early. But we warmed up and we pushed maturity a little further along in through here. So, like you said, just a lot of moving targets. As far as harvest to plots, I'm not quite for sure how far along they are with those. If it is, it's minimal, but it is some data to go off of. But the average person can sort of look at the situation that the weather has really deteriorated some of this crop here over the last 3 weeks in some of the key growing regions. And so, therefore, those early yields, yes, you can use that as a plus on production, but as you actually go out and sample and take a visual observation of what's taking place here, some of those areas are going to have to be minuses on production here due to, smaller kernel size, and the ill ability of the bean plant to fill the pods.
I bring this up because, yeah, as you say, those early yields good. And if that was the only thing taken into account, maybe you would see a 2 bushel or more move on USDA's September report. But if they're able to get into those September plots, into the three states, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, with some degree of a plottage, maybe that those numbers are tempered, but you won't see that big of a move.
Well, you got to separate between corn and beans. Now, on the corn side, yeah, there's some room to move the yield a little lower. You still got the question of harvest acres. But to kind of offset all that, you can lower the acreage and you can lower the yield, which would seem bullish, and when the computers read that on the report, it would be a bullish. But what's the bearish side is they've expectations for demand increase 1.46 billion bushels over a year ago, and so they're going to balance that out here where they'll subtract from the demand side to kind of neutralize that type of action. And that's why we're going to see wild gyrations probably on this report and October reports. The computers read those headline news and places those orders in, but don't wait until the full report's out to take the position. Whereas the bean side of the equation, there's not that much room in the supply-demand balance sheet to offset the lower acres, harvested acres, and the lower production number.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 480 down 11.5. December, 466 and a quarter down 2. September soybeans, 1410 down 27. November, 1362 and a half down 5 1/4. September soybean meal, 472.50 down 960. October, 432.40 down 230. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.